We've got Gene Bolduc here in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I take a look at all the things that have people upset on social media this week, and we ask ourselves, is it a thing or is it not a thing? It's a lot of things.
Oh, my God.
So many things.
Where to begin?
I'll tell you. Okay, I know where to begin. Thing number one, the Postal Service and the...
Right.
The slowdowns and the delays and the locked mailboxes and the dismantled equipment and the promises made and immediately not kept and the connection between
right.
all of that and the election. Thing, not a thing.
You know what, Aaron? It's so serious. I have to say, I think it's a thing. And I think that in terms of is it going to have the apparently desired effect? I think it will not. And I think that the reason for that is that we have enough time to respond, bring pressure on elected officials to make sure this is not messed with, to use a polite National Radio Day acceptable term. And, I mean, I think that it's very important to take very seriously when this president is taking a bunch of different tactics toward trying to suppress the vote. It's just too serious to not take it seriously, right? I mean, we'll all laugh about it right after November. I hope.
I will say that it's a thing not so much because of the election, because I think Trump himself would be totally fine if what DeJoy is doing ends up depressing the Democratic vote, and I'm sure he's out there encouraging that for that reason. But I personally, and I could be wrong about this because I don't know Louis DeJoy. I don't know what's going on in his brain and why he's doing what he's doing, but I don't personally think that DeJoy is doing any of this with the intention of disrupting or really having any impact at all on the November election. I think he's got personal financial interests in companies that are competing with the Postal Service, and it's in his
right.
personal interest if the Postal Service isn't as good anymore. And honestly, I think that's why he's doing it. And whatever reason Trump decides to latch onto it is Trump's own thing. But I don't think that's DeJoy's. But I think the upshot of that is just how much we rely on the Postal Service, not just
right.
for sending ballots in the mail, but small businesses delivering merchandise to customers and
Absolutely.
Consumers and people who are relying on the mail to get medicine and life-saving equipment and things that are necessary in order to keep them alive, and the extent to which we use the mail to send bills and payments back and forth to each other, and birthday cards and wedding invitations and things like that that are now delayed or just not arriving because of what they're doing to the Postal Service. I would say that the impact on the election is less of a thing, and the impact on people getting their medicine on time is more of a thing, and I think that's why we ought to be turning up the heat on DeJoy first and foremost.
And right, exactly right. And I'm one of those people. I used to receive
mm-hmm.
a number of medicines that I take every day. I'm diabetic, and I used to receive a number of medicines, including insulin, by mail. And I stopped doing that a couple of years ago. I thought about restarting it when COVID happened, because I was concerned about the supply chain and about not wanting to have more reasons to go into
right.
a store in an enclosed space. And I thought, okay, well, I'll just switch back over to the mail delivery. But I didn't do it, and now I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, that I agree with you. I think that the main thing here is that DeJoy has this egregious conflict of interest that should not be tolerated, never would be in another administration. And I think that that's one thing. I think that Trump is trying very hard, using his bully pulpit, to put out the idea that the so-called universal mail-in ballot is a matter of some company just mass mailing ballots out, you know, like AOL CDs or something, that you just get this in the mail and you'd have five of them that you didn't ask for and you could just mail them back in. That's not at all how those work. Those are only mailed automatically in 9 states, unfortunately not including ours. They're automatically mailed by the boards of elections to registered voters who the only difference between that and North Carolina is that they don't have to request the ballot.
Right.
You still have to be a registered voter to get one, though. And so I have a solution for the whole thing. I think that the Democrats should come out and say, okay, we've given this a lot of thought, and we agree with the president. You know, really, only registered voters should get ballots. And when they're mailed back in, they should be verified that they came from a registered voter. You win, Mr. President. That's what we'll do. What's he going to do then?
Oh, he'll have already moved on to the next thing.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. Exactly. Like maybe he'll move back to the spectacular healthcare system that he said he was going to roll out about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He said four weeks ago he'd be announcing it in 2 weeks, and then that just disappeared, along with, you know, any number of other things.
This is also why I think the election is ultimately important, first and foremost, before anything else, because we have a tendency when we talk about politics and government to kind of get fixated on the hot button issues, like the ones that are front and center in the headlines,
right,
that are being debated on the talk shows and everything like that. But 99% of the actual work of government is this mundane, day-to-day, boring crap that
right,
never makes the news, that no one ever talks about because it's dull. And the first job of the government is to do that correctly, because that's how society continues to function from day to day. It's delivering the mail. It's picking up the trash. It's responding to emergencies when they arise. It's collecting data about weather so that we can accurately predict hurricanes and give people tornado warnings in advance. And I think the first problem
right,
with the Trump administration is nothing to do with any of the like crazy things about hot button issues that Trump has said and done. It's the fact that there's just been no attention paid to and no concern for doing the boring, mundane, day-to-day operations of government. And that's why we're
right,
in this situation with the post office. And that's why
that's exactly
we had a
right,
bad response to a pandemic. And that's why we've had bad responses to the hurricane in Puerto Rico and on and on and on. Like, that's the problem
right,
before anything else.
It's the lack of competent people brought in with the administration to then take over the 70% of what's below the top, the controversial top of the government. But the 70% that needs to come in and be taken over now, that Trump would refer to as the deep state. But these are the people who are executing the daily governance of our society and keeping the society stable, functioning, and, so to speak, having the trains run on time.
We got to wrap up.
You know, as offensive as that is.
Yeah, we got to wrap up. Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Barbara Fouché, part of the wonderful governance of the town of Carrboro, who I don't take for granted.
And again, Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m., Sunday afternoon at 1, Sunday evening at 8. Get the full archive online at weekendwatercooler.com. Gene Boldick, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.